Hey, 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 closet busters and bold move makers. It is time once again for Life Uncloset. So I want you to gather around because it is time once again to kick down those closet doors of your life. We're here to escape our BS, explore our fears, and elevate our self-expression. I'm your host, Rick Clemons. I'm the bold move expert and that coming out guy who's going to take you to the party, the pulpit, the wake, and back to the party of living your life uncloset. So come on along with me and grab hold of yourself and get ready to step out, step up, and step into facing your fears, making your bold moves, and living life without apologies. Now let's get to the show. Hey, 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 Life Uncloseted family, and you are family. This is one place you can find community. You can find people who think like you, who understand your journey, all that sort of stuff. I'm your host, Rick Clemons, and as I was preparing for this podcast, it was almost like a workout, like, wow, I got to get ready for this once again. And then I know some of you, as I said, workout, you cringe like, oh, yeah, I'm not that person. But what's interesting about our life is it's a constant workout of trying to find where we fit. Do what we do. Find those people that are our peeps. But also it's about keeping in shape with everything we do about our lives. And I felt like with this guest who has truly created a life around fitness and helping people feel confident, finding their path, their spaces in life, I felt it would be really good as we're coming up on Pride to have a little chat about how do you keep yourself in that really beautiful place of clarity, freedom, confidence about who you are in the LGBTQ community. And I am bringing in the founder of Core Confidence Coaching. And she runs an online fitness business helping members of the LGBTQ community feel good about themselves. And what better way than around Pride Month to say, hey, let's feel really, really good about ourselves. Her name is Izzy Wagner, and she's from a funny little island out in the middle of the Atlantic called the UK. So welcome to the podcast. I'm giving you props here. Like, it's already getting closer to evening and bedtime as you are recording this. So thanks for being here, Izzy. Yeah. I really appreciate it. So
no, thank you, Rick, for having me. Super, super pumped to be on.
See, there she goes. She's already pushing the fitness. I'm pumped. Let's go to this, right? Let's rock it.
Ready to go.
So, so you are kind of in fitness as well as coaching. Is it more trainer? Is it more coaching? Is it a mix of both for you and your business?
Yeah, no, great question. It's actually changed a lot throughout the past couple of years. I very much used to be, you know, trainer one-to-one in the gym seeing clients, and now it very much has transitioned into coaching where I can help my team coach our clients. I still obviously coach a couple clients as well in the online space, and just cover more scope, whether it's nutrition, training, a lot of mindset stuff as well. So I essentially oversee everything, which I really, really like. It's probably weird, but I love it.
Nope. That's a great place to be. I mean, I have my business, but I also work for another company as a lead coach, and I love doing it. Kind of like you, I coach every once in a while, you know, 8 or 10 people a week at the most, but I oversee the entire team and help keep them focused on where we're going, what we're doing, all that sort of stuff. So what got you into this? What was like the thing? Were you always athletic? You know, what was your driver getting into that space?
Yeah, no, great question. I actually was not athletic growing up. I mean, I kind of was, but like most of my family, I grew up like quite overweight and very shy and insecure. And like really early on, I noticed that. And I noticed the impact that that was having on like my confidence, my life, my ability to make friends, to date. And then I only sort of not recently, but the past couple of years, I've really noticed how that has tied into sexuality, into being queer, and how those things have been so interlinked. So when I say I wasn't athletic growing up, but I was, I sort of very quickly understood, okay, I'm maybe not so happy with my body image, my weight, and my insecurities, and the way that that affects everything else. But I've always in somewhat been involved in some sort of sport. So I think I started doing tennis when I was like a year and a half old, which sounds pretty crazy, but I've always been into something. Yeah. But that's always naturally evolved with where I'm at in my life and my focus and what it means to me, essentially. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. And I think sometimes as we do evolve and you know, as we've evolved through this podcast over the years, every year, you know, there's almost like a new twist on, we're still talking about coming out. We're still talking about being queer, being part of our community, but there's always these new twists of like, where do we really focus? And one of the reasons I was most interested in having you on is because I think being ourselves is a daily workout as well, you know? And I love that you're doing the coaching with the training. Cause I mean, let's just put it all together. You need a coach if you're going to really stay in shape. I don't care if it's just getting to the gym, you know, you need somebody kind of like pushing you along. Yes, you can do it yourself. I don't doubt that. But it's also one of those things where it's not just about getting in the gym. It's getting in the head and being in the game, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I was sharing with Izzy just before we got on to record this podcast that I got up and was in the gym at 5 a.m. this morning, which is not my choice. That is not, folks, that is not my jam, which is kind of weird. I used to get up that early and go teach spin class. I taught spin class for like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
I had a 5:30 a.m. spin class, and then I had a backed it right up with a 6:45 a.m. spin class. So for years, I mean, I'm talking a good 2 years, that was my routine, like 3 days a week. That was where I was. Now I'm like, ugh. You know, but we're getting ready to travel. So I'm adjusting all that. And I almost didn't get there. I almost didn't get there, but I knew in my head, it's like, hey, you're getting ready to go sit on a plane tomorrow for like, you know, your travel day is going to be not quite 24 hours. Go get some exercise, go get, you know, spend some time out in the sun. But yet for those of us in the LGBTQ community, I feel like it's not just the fitness stuff that's sometimes hard to do. It's the showing up and being confident in ourselves in everything that we do. So what is some of the stuff you, you know, really help people with, whether they're coming to you to battle the bulge or just moving forward? What are some of the, a trick or two that you use to help people start to really build up that confidence in themselves?
Yeah, no, like that's a fantastic example you've given in regards to like getting up early and like having that battle with, I don't really want to go, but I kind of want to go. And that's something like we massively unpick at Core Confidence Coaching, because everything, well, a lot of it will come down to like patterns, behaviors, like our habits and the way in which we almost like treat ourselves in order for us to get to a goal. So for us, we really like to unpick all of that stuff. And that's what really kind of separates the way we work to just the, hey, here's your generic training plan, here are your calories, crack on and see you later. Where most people get that and they're going to go, oh, this is cool. And after a week of doing it, they just fall right back off. So we really kind of like to dig those layers deeper and go, right, who is it that you want to go away and become? Who do you need to become? And what needs to happen and what needs to change for us to help you get there? That's the real sort of key. You know, and helping our clients not just make progress for now, but progress long-term and in the future as well.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could rewind what you just said, because as you were saying, I'm like, this is the same stuff that happens when we come out of the closet. Who do you want to be? Why do you want to get there? What do you got to do to make it happen? And maybe it's because this past week, I just started coaching two new clients myself who are starting the journey of coming out. And yesterday with one of them, the exact first question I said is, okay, why do you want to make this happen? Let's start with why, because it's a really important question. I mean, I love Simon Sinek, so I usually start right there with him, with start with why. But the rest of those questions were actually like, I almost felt like I was listening to myself as you were saying, like, I think I just said that yesterday in my coaching, because it's such a vital piece. And even as some of you are listening to this, maybe this is going to be your first opportunity to go to a Pride Festival this year. Maybe you just are just coming through it. And you're probably going, I don't know how I'm going to feel. I don't know what to do. I'm excited, but you know, wow, this is really putting myself out there. What I'd love to invite you to do is take what Izzy just said. And again, just rewind, go back about 2 minutes as you're listening to this and ask yourself those same questions, because those are beautiful questions, whether you're trying to get into the gym and, you know, get in better shape or lose some weight, or you're trying to find a relationship, or you're trying to move forward in any aspect of life, because those questions is what gives you the confidence to go be and do what you want. And it's so interesting, Izzy, and I'd love for you to weigh in on this, how people try to, okay, cool. So I need to know how to do it for this. Once you do it for whatever this is, it's can be done over and over and over again. But we love to just like, oh, it's only for this, right? And I bet you see that all the time. Like, I just help me just know how to lose the weight.
It's so funny you bring that up because I've literally had a couple of conversations today with people, and they're like, "But like, can you just help me really quickly now? Like, I just want to know what the plans are." And I'm like, "Hey, if you're just in it for a quick fix, then you're never gonna be successful long term." Like, I would never say it to somebody in the way I've just said it, but I
No, but
think
that's true.
and like painting out who it is we want to be and the life we want to have and the, how we want to live that is so important. And for me, over the past couple of years, that's a big thing that I've been even focusing on myself, because in the past I was very orientated to the short wins, the short fixes, the okay, I've got a holiday coming up in 4 weeks, what can I do now to look my best? But now I'm more focused on, right, how can I show up as a good daughter, a good friend, a good fiance, a good partner, a good human being, a good coach, a good leader. Like, that's what drives me now. So everything that I do to help with that, you break it down. The fact that I work out a couple of days a week, I try and, hit my step goal. I try and look after myself health-wise. That doesn't feed into the fact that I've got, a holiday in 5, 6 weeks, whatever. It feeds into the person and my identity of who I want to become.
Especially when it's a becoming a good fiance. I know you just got engaged not long ago, right? That's awesome.
It's
That's so cool.
really important.
That's very important. But again, even that, I mean, just stepping into like, did you, I think, did you pop the question?
I did, yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought I saw an Instagram post where it's like, I think she's on her knee. And then I read it. I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure she won't pop the question. And even there, it's like, the same questions could be asked, like, what is it I want out of this? Why do I want to be, married? What is it that I hope to get from this? What's the roadblocks that have are either holding me back to get me to this point? And now what are the roadblocks that could come up? Okay, now I've popped the question, but what do we need to do to keep moving this thing forward? And it's such an interesting thing that when you suddenly realize so much of what we do in life, and this is my favorite question when somebody comes in like, okay, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do to come out of the closet. I'm like, I just want to say, fuck you. But I don't like you. I don't say that. I'm like, there is no one size fits all plan on that, And it's such a beautiful thing when I start saying to them, like, especially most of my clients are married to women coming out, guys coming out of the closet. They've been in their heteronormative relationships. And they're like, I don't know, this is such a big thing. I'm like, yeah, it is. It is a big thing. Well, I know. So I just really need to know what to do. I'm like, well, let me ask you this. What was one of the biggest decisions you and your wife made? And they kind of like, why are you asking that question? And I'm like, trust me, trust where we're going here. Like, what's a big decision you made? Well, I don't know, buying a house. Great. What about having kids? Yeah. What about buying that first car? Yeah. Opening that first bank account together. Yeah. And so I get him like, doing all these things. Like I said, in any of those decisions, were you the instigator and she saw nothing coming? Well, yeah, a few times. I'm like, oh, okay. Guess what? You've already done some of this. You've already sprung something on this person that's part of your world that they didn't see coming. Now, I'm not saying coming out is like, oh, just like buying a car. No, I know it's not. But I think it's these interesting pieces that so much of what we have is already inside of us. I mean, that's one of the things I say to people all the time as a coach, like, it's already inside you. You're just not pulling it forward, or you're not letting it become what you want it to become. So when you've got somebody, and I know you focus a lot on working in the LGBTQ community, but when you and your team have someone who's just like, yeah, I know I want to do this, but just give me the plan. What's one of the ways you help them navigate around that? Just give me the plan.
It's a really good question. I think it's always a difficult one when it comes up, because people are action focused, but not necessarily always in the right way. So that question of what do I need to go away and do to make this happen now? We write from the beginning, even before we sign someone up as a client, we always have the deep conversation of, hey, why is it you want to do this and why is it important? And don't want to say known for being a bit of a stickler, but I just want to get to understand people as best as possible, because we only want to work with people we know, understand actually some of the work is going to be quite hard. It's going to be difficult. You're going to have days you don't even want to show up. So even from the, before we even get clients on board, those conversations of, hey, we want to figure out if you're right for us or not, we're almost kind of preempting and dropping in little, do you know, this isn't going to be a quick fix. It's going to be something you're going to have to work on. And a lot of it does come from that, those changes in self-belief, those changes in mindset, and almost breaking out of those patterns. So almost kind of quite doesn't answer your question, but I feel
No, it
like
does, because
the
what you're
way we
getting at is you're trying to help them get clear. You're really trying to help them get the clarity. One of the questions that bugs my clients the most is when I'm like, okay, so you want to come out. Awesome. What does that look like? What does that look like on the other side? I don't know. Okay, well, guess what? You're perfect for coaching them, because we're going to play with the I don't know a whole lot, because that crystal clearness that you bring to your clients is the same thing I'm trying to bring. And anyone listening, you know, again, I'm going to kind of come back to the pride thing right now, that if you're headed off to Pride soon, be really clear on just what you want to experience. Not saying you have to have a checklist. Okay. I'm not saying you got to go do this and do this, but what is the thing you're most wanting to get out of a Pride celebration? For some of you, it could just be as simple as, I just want to show up. I just want to show up. I don't, you know, I want to take that first step of like really kind of declaring this is my community, right? And we'll get into some questions, you know, some conversation around community too, because I know the fitness industry, that's a biggie. If you don't feel like you're part of the community, oof, that road is even harder to like get engaged. But I think it's such a beautiful thing that you focus on getting them that clarity, because that is part of navigating around, is like there is no quick fix. Just like there is no quick way out. I mean, I guess there is. It's you just suddenly walk up to somebody. Okay, I'm gay. Okay, there you did it. You did it. It was really quick, but did you really do it in the way that makes you feel aligned? I think fitness and people trying to do the work that they do with you, they want that quick fix, but it's not gonna last because it's not aligned with who they are. So
Exactly
I'm
that.
curious, in this confidence space, and doing what you do, and I already kind of alluded to it, how often do you see people go, I'm ready to do this work, and then they're just intimidated as hell about being in the gym? Probably pretty
Quite a lot.
frequently.
Yeah, it's normal, and it's especially like, because I think I did a post about this on my Instagram a couple weeks ago, but I never felt like I fit in the gym because I was always seeing people in there, like especially women who were wearing like the matching Gymshark sets or were doing cardio or who just looked really pretty. And like, I couldn't relate to any of that because all I wanted to do was lift weights and just chuck a hoodie on and just crack on. So even for me, feeling like I could fit in within that space was really, really difficult because I didn't look like everybody else in there. So I totally get it when people are intimidated or overwhelmed or nervous as hell when it comes to the gym, because if you already don't feel secure or, stable in your sexuality, but then you have to take that to a completely alien environment, it's like, whoa, there's a hell of a lot of confusion or just like uncomfortableness which goes into that. But it happens, and like we work around that really well, because if someone comes to us and they're like, hey, I don't feel confident going into a gym, okay, how are you at home? Have you got a couple of bands, a couple of weights you can chuck around? Like, we'll help you figure that stuff out along the way. And but I love working with those kind of clients who are ready to go, actually, you know what, maybe I'm not ready for the gym yet. And actually, one of my clients comes to mind, and she straight off the bat was like, I'm not ready to go into a gym yet. Amazing. Let's spend 3 weeks of you getting really solid, within your routine at home. She grabbed a couple of weights, got a couple of bits. She's crushing it. And two, no, 1 week ahead of those 3 weeks of her moving into a gym, she was like, I'm ready now.
Well,
It's
part of
just
it is just getting that
that.
confidence up, you know. I remember it was 2000. I had just come out of the closet in 1999, right before the big turn of everything in the world. And I had never, well, I shouldn't say it. I had belonged to a gym one time, and it was my Probably my third year in university. And that was a hot minute that it lasted. And, I bought this gym membership, never used it. And at the time, it was my like, ooh, let's go look at the guys, even though I wasn't out of the closet. It's like, oh, cool. Spent more time probably in the showers than on the gym floor. So anyway, that's a whole nother story. But I get this gym membership. My best friend said, hey, why don't you join Crunch Fitness here? I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, fine. First time I really invested in myself, and I started going, and I was uber intimidated. I loved him. He was great, but he was really well put together. I mean, he was pretty fit. I wasn't bad. I mean, I lost a ton of weight when I came out. I mean, I did what many people do. I like, oh, okay, I did this great weight loss thing. I lost 100 pounds in like 6 months. Not because I was like, oh, let's get in shape for the men, right? There was stress and everything that was happening. And I'm like, I'm looking pretty good, but actually I didn't. I looked awful. I was like skin and bones, and I just didn't look healthy. So here I am trying to go to the gym. I go to with him every so often, but if I ever went by myself, I was totally freaking intimidated, right? Until one day I heard music. And I'm like, wait, that isn't the music coming over the speakers for the gym. What is that? And I walked around the corner and I saw the spin room. Okay. And it was a pretty decked out spin room. And it was like an amphitheater, and there was like 10 tiers of bikes, and there was a big screen at the front. I'm like, this looks kind of cool, right? And I started doing spin, and I found my community. I loved it. I loved what I was doing. Yes, you can't just all do all cardio, but at the time, that was actually probably one of the best things I could do for myself. And then guess what started happening? I started walking in the gym with confidence. Yeah, I was going to the spin room a bulk of the time, but then there were times I'm like, I don't have to do anything afterwards, so let's go do a little bit of a workout. And then suddenly that became my routine. But what I needed was to feel comfortable in doing what I was doing. Long story short, within less than 6 months, I was teaching spin class at that gym, and it was kind of crazy because then I had my community. I needed that confidence. And then, of course, then I had a free gym membership. So I'm like, well, why not use this thing, right? Not saying that's the route, everybody. I'm not saying, hey, the only way you're going to get your ass in the gym is go, become a spin instructor. But it was such a vital piece. And I think, back to this, how do you find community? I think so many people struggle with this, obviously, coming out. But when it comes to fitness and feeling good, they don't feel like they're going to fit in. But community is the key. And I know you've got a pretty strong community in your coaching program, it seems, right?
We make that such a thing because it's so important for people to feel, well, one, welcome, and two, like they have support around them at whatever stage. Because like shit's gonna happen, and like roadblocks are gonna come up, obstacles are gonna surface, whether it's life events or work or family relationship. Like all of that stuff happens, and for people to either look up to people within the team that are like, hey, I've been through this thing and can get through it, I'm gonna give you the support and show you how, or at least be that voice to guide you, or just for other people to go, actually, hey, I'm dealing with the same thing. I'm not alone in it. Like that's so incredibly important. And the community will always kind of help pull out those, inches, so to speak, which maybe someone can't do by themselves. So it's so important.
Yeah, I've found that even in, I mean, I, well, I'm gonna go to my work environment first. We help public speakers. I mean, we help people who want to become public speakers, like really build their speaking business. And we used to do the whole Facebook group thing and everything. We still have one of those, but then we decided, you know what? Part of our value is really creating community. Yes, you can do it on a Facebook group. I'm not knocking Facebook. Actually, I'm really pissed off at Facebook. So I would love to knock them a whole lot right now, but we won't. I'll just say that much and leave it at that. But what I've seen that's been so interesting is as we created our own core community using another tool for our business, people feel safe. They open up, they share. And it only adds value to what we're doing. So now let's go to my personal business. Most of my clients are guys 40 years and older. They come to me whether they're already out of the closet or they're coming out of the closet. Most of the time, it's a good mix of both, but they're always like, I want something more. I'm trying to transform. I'm trying to either get a new job, or I want to walk away from what I'm doing, or relationship, whatever it is, right? So I started these once a month. Well, during COVID, it was twice a month calls. Like, hey, let's all get together. We can't do anything else, so let's get together online. It's amazing to see how open people will become when they are in a space where they feel safe. And I think that's so important for anyone listening. If you don't feel like you can find community, I wouldn't worry so much about, quote, finding community, so to speak, but find the community where you feel good about being in that community. Because when you can do that, it changes the entire game all the way. And I think you've seen this probably over and over again in your work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love it. It's one of my favorite things, like seeing our team sort of like create connections. And we actually had one of our in-person meetups on Saturday just gone. And I hired out a whole gym for us just to work out. We had music, we had a fun sort of like competition at the end. And it was just so nice. Everybody going around and high-fiving each other and saying, well done, that was awesome. Chatting after at the end about just normal like family life stuff. I love it. I love seeing it every single time as a coach, and I always try and do stuff because what I do is online, so I always try and get to meet my clients as much as possible, whether it is one-on-one or whether it is holding in-person events, big workouts. We do photo shoots for our clients that want to have a goal, through confidence every couple of times a year as well. So we've got even got one for Pride coming up. So
That's
like some of
awesome.
that is important. It's really fun as well for me.
But I think it's even more important in this day and age, because there is a loneliness epidemic across the globe. I think in our community, it's definitely spiked. I've seen it spike a whole lot in the LGBTQ community, especially through COVID. I lost a bunch of clients when COVID first started, and then suddenly I was so busy I didn't know what to do, because they're like, I don't have anybody else to talk to. Can you just talk to me? But it was interesting to see that dynamic start to happen. And it wasn't a positive dynamic, but yet it was actually some growth dynamic that really, I think, opened up a wound that was kind of being hidden on the planet. Like, there's a lot of people who don't feel like they fit. They just don't fit anywhere. And so then they isolate. And then that only compounds the I don't fit anywhere. And then something comes along like, oh, let's go get in shape. Okay, well, you got to go do it at the gym. No, you don't. And I love the example you used about, you got some bands, you got this stuff at home, you can start. But what somebody needs is the confidence. I was working with a client the other day, and it really touched my heart, because this person really, I just, this person will be the greatest friend when somebody friends them. They're just a beautiful person. And he was really struggling. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just challenge you to only focus on just showing up. I don't care how you show up, but show up as you, wherever you go. I said, and I'm not forcing you to go out of the house or anything, which has been a challenge. Like, they don't, they go to work, they go home. They go to work, they come home. Doesn't really talk at work, speaks up a little bit when they have to. But I said, here's all I'm going to challenge you to do. Open yourself to one, just one friend. I don't care where it is or who it is. I'm not saying go seek it, but open yourself up to being open to one instead of thinking, I need this whole community. And it was so interesting, Izzy, because when I suggested that to him, his whole demeanor changed. It was almost like, oh, you mean I don't have to try to get like 20 people to be friends with me? It's kind of like, no, you don't have to lift 100 pounds your first time on that bench. What if you only did 10? What if you only lifted the bar? I mean, what if you just did that bench press with just the bar? I think too often we try to set these humongous goals for who we are, whether it's in the gym or friendships or whatever it may be. And I'm going to come back to Pride, because I've done this with a couple of clients who are like, I'm going to go to Pride and it's going to be crazy. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to meet tons of people. I'm going to did it. One guy said, I'm going to get laid at least 12 times over at Pride 2-day festival. I'm like, you go, boy, but slow down, And he came back. He goes, that was the worst experience I ever had. I said, why? You were so looking. He goes, none of that happened. I'm like, oh. Wonder why. I didn't want this one. You, as a coach, you don't say the thing you most want to say, right? Like, I could have told you that, but I didn't want to say that, right? It's so interesting that when we pull the goal back and we just go, let's be realistic. Like even this morning, I'll bring it back to me. Even as I had that little struggle about going to the gym, I thought, what's the minimum you can do? It's early. You're not used. Your body's like, what the hell are you doing to me? This isn't when we normally should be doing this, right? But what's the bare minimum I could do? And usually when I give myself that much permission, of course, then what did I end up doing? I ended up being there for almost an hour. It's like, okay, what's the bare minimum? Let's do 20 minutes or so, you know? And part of it was I got there. I'm like, oh, I kind of like this time of day. It's much quieter. I can get on this machine. I can get on the free weight stuff. There's like, whoa, there's something to this 5 a.m. workout thing, right? But I went in with the mindset of, it's okay, Rick. I'm giving you myself the grace to do the minimum. Just do something. You're going to go fly for 24 hours starting tomorrow. Just do something. In fact, even tomorrow, we're going to get up early, just to get time, you know, our body clocks even more reset. Our flight's not till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm getting up at 4. I'm like, I'm actually kind of looking forward. Let's go to the gym again, or let's jump on the Peloton, do the minimum. Now that I've already done it, I'm like, I'm not doing the minimum. Let's go knock it out. Right. But I think these are the things that we often make ourselves try to do too much. And then we go, see, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I know you see this all the time in your work.
Yeah, 100%. Especially when it comes to actually mapping out like the vision almost. And then, you know, we've touched on it already in this episode, but it's almost that balance between, okay, this is who I want to become. This is what I want to achieve, but where do we need to start? And one of my favorite quotes ever, and I say it to clients all the time, starting will be the hardest part, but you only ever have to start once. Just take that leap and do something. It doesn't matter what it is, but just start. Because once you've started, you've done the hardest bit. And then you start to figure out, actually, I can go and do this. This makes sense. Oh, I feel more confident here. So you're completely right. And it doesn't come from nothing. It comes from taking that risk and taking that leap and potentially probably doing something out of your comfort zone. I mean, I even recently, I know I mentioned like sports and fitness that I've been into, but I don't know where this started, but I've always kind of been intrigued by CrossFit. I've always heard, oh, you're gonna get injured, it's for like, you know, it's only for athletes. But I've always been intrigued by it because I've only ever really sort of done either sport or just lifting weights, and all of my goals have been, you know, in line with that. And so I've always been really intrigued by CrossFit, and I've always put it off, and I was always like, nah, it's not for me, why would I want to do that? I've never done it before. It's new to me. In November, I finally bit the bullet and was like, oh, there's a gym about a 10-minute drive away from me. I'm just gonna attend the trial class.
Yep.
That November, I now go 3 times a week. And
wow,
that community, that support, even though it's still within the fitness space, but that was still so foreign to me.
Yep.
And I had so many elements of fear, of doubt, of not fitting in.
Yeah.
But I just had to start and I just had to do something.
But I think this is so common in our community. We're so afraid of fitting in because that's what we've been told. You don't fit in. You don't fit in. You don't fit in, you know? And I'm so glad you shared that because I love you. I love that part of, you know, starting is the hardest part, but once you start, you do it once. It's kind of like coming out is the hardest part. But once you've done it, yes, you're going to come out over and over. I'm not going to ever say you never quit coming out, but after you do that first one, it actually makes the next one easier, you know? And even, I mean, I'm 60 years old, so I honestly don't give a fuck what somebody thinks of this. Just like, I don't care, you know? I mean, I do, but like, I really don't. Like, we're getting ready to go on this trip. And this is the first time in a while that we haven't done like a trip that's completely LGBTQ. I mean, we usually go on gay cruises or gay, you know, resort destination sort of things. Not all the time, but this one is not. And I know that, you know, Sunday when we arrive in Porto, Portugal to get on the riverboat, we're with a group of people from a winery we belong to here. We only know a few people, but the rest of the group doesn't know us. So, yeah, there's a little bit of, okay, we're not with an all gay group, right? But once we're on that boat, and we're like, yeah, this is my husband. We're done. Yeah, we've said it. It's done. Now for the next 7 days, whatever anybody else thinks or does, that's not on me. I have done what I came here to do, which is first I'm going on vacation. But that first time I have to like introduce, so to speak, us to everyone, once we're done, it's done. From there, we're just Rick and George. We're on this vacation.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's breaking into a community like that. That's the scariest part. But once you've started and you break in that first time, you're kind of done, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I know there's all these other things that can come along with that. But I think out of this whole conversation, I will hope that people take away, just start. It doesn't have to be big. And make sure whatever the expectation is you're setting is realistic, number one, whether you're going to Pride or you're trying to lose weight or you want to start lifting more weights or whatever, or you finally want to go to CrossFit, just start. That's the biggest thing. And trust that the goal that you set is the realistic goal. Yes, we all want to be better. There's no doubt about that. But I learned early on in my journeys, as it sounds like you have, that if I give myself the grace to go, what if you only did this? I mean, I've lost 45 pounds since, June of last year, something like that. That was kind of the goal. I've got another 30 I want to get off, but it wasn't like, this got to get done. Okay, maybe I did a little bit of that getting ready for this vacation. So funny. Why am I so concerned about this vacation? But for my last one that was all gay men, I'm like, I'm going as I am. I'm like, here I am with all the straights. I'm like, I need to drop a little more weight. I'm like, what the hell? Who cares? It is. It's kind of weird. I thought last night I was laying in bed. I'm like, why am I more concerned about this one? I mean, the other one, I'm like hanging out with all these beautiful Adonis gay men. I should be like, oh, God, But anyway, it's funny what our little minds think of. So if somebody wanted to like really connect with you, do some of your online stuff, get to know you better, where's one of the best places for them to connect, Izzy?
Yeah, best place to get me is on Instagram. And Rick will drop my Instagram handle, but it's Izzy Wagner. And I think it's 2 underscores.
Yeah, it is 2 underscores. Yep.
Yeah. So just drop me a message. Like, there's no obligation. As I said, we just want to make sure we can actually help and we're a good fit. Mm. And if we're not, we'll find someone that is. And community and support is everything. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Awesome. You'll know you're there. If you see her on bended knee proposing, that's the one.
That's the one
you want to be at. So,
Pride. There we are.
Yeah. So any last like words of wisdom you want to throw somebody before we wrap up here? Like if they're, no matter what they're struggling with, but you're the confidence person. So throw us a little gem here before we wrap it up.
Yeah. And it's, actually inspired by what you've just mentioned, but don't ruin potential opportunities which could be freaking amazing and could change your perception on a lot of things through that fear of what could go wrong. And we work with so many clients that are like, oh, but what if this happens, or what if I failed in the past, what if I fail now? Okay, cool, maybe that didn't go to plan, but don't ruin future you from fear of what's happened in the past, and just start something and take the leap. That's where I start with.
If we live in the past, we're always in the past. That's something I say to my clients. If you're going to continue to live in the past, you will always be in the past. Learn from it and move forward. So, well, Izzy, thank you so much for being here, sharing of yourself. And, folks, Pride's around the corner. Happy Pride. Go out, be yourself in the way that works for you. Again, little steps. Do it what works for you. And if you want to connect with Izzy, I'll have all the information on the show page. Thanks again for joining us from the UK. I'll be flying.
Well,
I don't think we actually fly over the UK on the way to Portugal. So
you might go even around it. I don't know.
Yeah, we kind of go around. Isn't we would have been flying over. We were supposed to fly to Munich. So we would have flown over the UK to go to Munich and then to Portugal. But now we're going from DC, Washington, DC, straight to Lisbon. So I think we're going kind of south and around y'all. So anyway, well, thanks again for being here. Really appreciate you. And everybody, go out. Have a wonderful Pride. Thanks for being listeners. And stay tuned. Other shows are just around the corner. Take care, everybody. Hey, 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 Life Uncloseted family. Another episode of Life Uncloseted has come to an end, and it is time for all of us to sashay away and go face our fears, make those bold moves, and stand up to living our life without apology. But before you do, I've got a favor to ask of you. Would you hop over to iTunes or Spotify or Podbean or wherever it is that you're listening to this and just give us a little bit of love if you like what we're doing here at Life Uncloseted? Here's what it does. It helps other people find the show. It helps other people get to know what we're all about. And you just might help change a life. In fact, if you really want to change a life, we'd love it if you just ask a friend to take a listen and see what they think. So that's it. Love you all deeply. I'm Rick Clemons, the host of Life Uncloseted. And never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your life uncloseted.